close wins at Indiana, sure. Not the Kohl Center specifically, but in Bloomington. Charlie Wills just, you know, blowing up one or two guys late in the game. They swallowed the whistle. Big defensive stop for Wisconsin and a win against an Indiana team that ended up playing for the national championship. Yeah. Mike Davis in his year following Bob Knight. And that old boy over here down in Bloomington cracking the glass. The bank shot heard round Bloomington.
There still is a crack, yeah. And I don't think Bloomington's been the same since, because all of a sudden that same day, Calvin Sims got a phone call from the NCAA saying,
yeah, there was,
hey, mister, we got to talk a
yeah,
little bit.
His day went from bad to worse.
Yes,
so, yeah,
it did.
So it's kind of interesting that our crew has a little hand in that. A couple minutes here. Let's talk about most and least volatile teams.
So this is something that I don't, maybe others don't find this interesting, but this is where my nerdy brain goes. So I saw it today. There's a gentleman named Evan Miyakawa who does basketball analytics, similar to Ken Pom or Bart Torvik, maybe a little more niche. Well, he shared something about what he calls our kill shots, tracking double-digit scoring runs that teams either have offensively or allow. And he put together a chart with two axes that has one axis has how many they give and how many they allow. And then kind of put teams into categories, the top 75 teams in the country, Indiana not included on his chart. We'll say that, but I digress. So he has different categories, and so he has the electric teams that can at any moment turn on one of these kill shots and put you away. The only two teams in that category are Houston and Arizona, two of the better teams in the country. Makes a lot of sense. He had another category, strong teams that often win their games with big runs. North Carolina, Baylor, Gonzaga, Utah, Marquette fell into that bubble. Then there were the most streaky teams where no lead is safe either way. Just very volatile teams. They're susceptible to big runs either way. Texas, Miami, Providence, Villanova, LSU. Those are the type of teams, and it makes sense because those teams have had really big wins and then also some head-scratching losses. That kind of makes sense. Then there's the suspect teams that concede more big runs than they generate and puts them behind the eight ball a lot. Virginia falls in that category. USC, Texas Tech. Then there's the last category that I say for last, the least streaky, which is where Wisconsin falls. And his caption says, boring gets it done. Their games are not decided by runs. And so there aren't many teams that fall into that category, but Wisconsin is one of them. And you could kind of predict that. Offensively, Wisconsin has had six such runs this season, 10 or more points in a game. They've only allowed three. Providence did it to them, Arizona did it to it, and Marquette did it to them in actually a game that Wisconsin won. Interestingly, Northwestern is the worst team in his top 75 at creating big runs in the entire country, and Michigan State was the best team in the country at staying out of those kill shot big runs. Wisconsin had a 9-0 run against the Spartans in East Lansing last month, but they didn't get a 10-0 run. So, you know, it begs the question of why this team has been able to be steady and not so volatile.
I think it starts with the point guard position, Chuck. Understanding, like, defensively, he's such being, you know, the point of attack on the defensive end, right? So offenses are starting farther out because he's so aggressive in what he does. So it allows a steal here when a team might be on a run. Then you look at on the offensive end of what Wisconsin does and how he leads this team, making sure they're in the right sets, making sure the ball finds the right player in the right time. Where last year you look at it, maybe there was a little bit of too much pounding at top and it resulted in a tougher shot. I think Chucky's growth and development on both sides is why you don't see those big long streaks either side of it, right? I think to me, that's because Chucky's been elite. Doesn't get talked about enough, and I know Greg talked about it after the Northwestern game a little bit, but like in what he's done, he doesn't get nearly talked about enough. Boo Booey gets the headlines, but as far as point guards in the Big Ten, he's just as good as all the others.
Just does it in a calmer way.
Absolutely.
Boring works.
Boring
gets
it done. That was the caption for Wisconsin. Boring gets it done.
All right. Appreciate it, sir. I appreciate
this segment. Boring gets it done.
No, get the job done. That's Patrick Herb. That is tonight's Badger Notebook. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
All right, we'll take a break. More of our pregame coverage coming up at the Kohl Center as the Badgers get ready to have at it with the Indiana Hoosiers. We're back in a couple. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Revitalize your ride with reliable, top-quality BBV Genco starters and alternators at your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. BBV Genco starters and alternators are the mechanic's choice because they're so easy to install and consistently meet or beat OEM specs for fit and function. Drive with confidence and find all the parts you need and a knowledgeable staff to assist you at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, where service is the difference. We get it, and thanks for shopping locally.
Hey friends, Matt Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese, you know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There's nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Tight courtside at the Kohl Center, the Wisconsin Badgers and the Indiana Hoosiers. Tip time about 7:45 tonight. Butchie, we'll hear it from Greg Gard. The thing about this sport is you don't have a whole lot of time to feel badly for yourself or feel great about yourself. I mean, you know, they got to turn this around because now you're getting to the time of year where you got some teams that are, you know, trying to get a little momentum, maybe in some cases trying to save their seasons. As for Wisconsin, they're trying to keep their grip on first place. This is big for these guys tonight.
Well, it's huge. And when you look at it, this is where I say accidents is the word I use, right? It happened where all of a sudden mentally you're not dialed in and you come out flat because you lost a game. And now all of a sudden you're in a battle and you're trying to fight uphill with it. And that's what this Wisconsin team needs to avoid tonight. There's a lot of challenges ahead of it. This Indiana team in the paint, as far as what they do, they're so good. Their bigs are elite. Like, that is going to be something where Wisconsin's been so good all year long. So has Indiana. There's been other areas where Indiana struggled. Guard play mainly, right? Wisconsin hasn't struggled with guard play nearly as much. But as far as what happens in that paint, it's going to be something special tonight.
Yeah, as far as Indiana is concerned, Khalil Ware, their 7-foot sophomore, the transfer from Oregon, listed as questionable, and there's been at least one report out of Bloomington that he's not expected to play, but the official listing is questionable. And if he can't go or if he is limited, that's a big hit for Indiana because, Butchie, of what you're just talking about.
Well, it's a huge hit. And then on top of it, the other area that Indiana struggled has been their bench play. Just has not been hasn't been around. That's been one of those areas for Indiana. As far as you look at them 12-6 in the year, 4-3 in Big Ten play, that's been a big concern, is when Mike Woodson has had to go to the bench, there has been really no answer.
Yep.
And that so again, if Ware does not play, that moves probably Sparks into that position, and then the question becomes, who's next out of the bench for those guys? So that's something very early on in this game to watch.
All right, we'll see if the Badgers can get some things right after Tuesday's setback. The first loss in Big Ten play for the 5-1 Badgers. They are 13-4 overall. Stay with us. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hospice Alliance salutes the work of Martin Luther King Jr. as we celebrate his accomplishments in civil rights. His leadership in fighting injustice through peaceful protest, the March on Washington, the Montgomery bus boycott, the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Acts, and more, MLK led the way for millions to work towards achieving equality. This week, join Hospice Alliance in recognizing Dr. King's accomplishments and contributions with Civic Media.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Racine Theater Guild salutes the work of Martin Luther King Jr. as we celebrate his accomplishments in civil rights, his leadership in fighting injustice through peaceful protest, the March on Washington, the Montgomery bus boycott, the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Acts, and more. MLK led the way for millions to work towards achieving equality. This week, join Racine Theater Guild in recognizing Dr. King's accomplishments and contributions with Civic Media.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger shoot-around.
Pre-game coverage continues at the Kohl Center, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Well, he put out the tweet earlier today, he being Big Cat. Last time he was here, it was kind of fun a couple years ago. So, hey, but you know, students coming back in town, you got Big Cat here. What more could you ask for on Friday night, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he got an early start. We got the warning he was coming to shoot around today, so he stopped in. It's always good to see him, and I know now he's making a tour of downtown Madison, so I'm sure he'll be back in time for the game.
For those who don't know, we're talking about Dan Katz, a proud alum, University of Wisconsin, has done rather well for himself with his show, Pardon My Take, and all that. You younger guys, help the older ones with that one, okay? Even I know, and I'm older. Best thing about this job is that you get to turn the page in a hurry. We've talked about it many times after Tuesday night, you know, very, very late return, but it's like really still hit the ground running on Wednesday. Get you guys ready for this one.
Yeah, you break down the film, you learn what you didn't do well, learn what you did do well, and you don't, that's a nice part about coaching basketball. One, the weather's nicer inside, and two, you don't have to wait 7 days like football coaches do. So it's good for us to get back, and obviously a completely different outlook tonight in terms of the type of team we're going to play with what we saw Tuesday night. Much more size, much more concentration on the paint in terms of bigs tonight. But, you know, a lot of good things taken from that film, and I think our guys, it was good for us to really see where it broke down and correct those things and keep moving forward.
And one of the best parts about this team, this is a group of extremely likable guys.
but they don't. They're not good losers. Let's put it that way. There's a little. They're ready to get back out there on Wednesday. They're competitors, so that's exactly what you want to see.
Yeah, I never have had to worry about playing hard or competing each day. If anything, I have to tap the brakes a little bit just so we don't run each other over. But no, I think that's why you've got a locker room full of those guys. They understand, and more importantly, they want to continue to be really good. And hey, it's a long season. You're going to hit a bumper road in the two. It's going to be how you respond to it is going to be the bigger question and the answer we'll see tonight.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk more about tonight's game, the Badgers and Indiana. Our pregame chat presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. All so you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Sean Clary here. I have been told we need to include a younger demo in our commercials. So like your local sports teams, I thought I would bring a DJ to stay.
They're rebuilding in the house. Oh, shit.
Whoa. Maybe we need to work on that. He is right, though. Check us out at clarybuilding.com for the building of your dreams. Sean Clary out.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
It's the Badgers and Indiana tonight as we continue with head coach Greg Gard. You touched on it in the first segment. Different look from what you saw on Tuesday. That front line, though, is really good. And I think one player that fans are learning more and more about is Malik Renew. He was pretty good last year, but he's made a big-time jump. Huh?
Yeah, he has. I mean, he's really improved his body. I think that they've kind of promoted that a little bit. Some before and after pictures. Matt, you and I should use that training plan that he's done. But he played behind Trace Jackson Davis last year. And again, that's a great teacher when you have an older player to not only teach you things, but go against him every day in practice. And you see some of the things that Jackson Davis did come out a little bit in Renew's game. So obviously he's strong, he's quick, he can shoot threes. So you can't really get off of him and back off of him too much. And then he's got a tag team partner inside with Khalil Ware at 7 foot that anything that he throws up to him, Khalil gets. So it's a it's a pretty formidable duo in there that we're going to have our hands full with.
They got a young guy, Gabe Cups, in the backcourt. Xavier Johnson, a veteran. It's been kind of a choppy start for him. He had to miss several games because of an injury. But Trey Galloway, he's another veteran guy, and he's been, if I just said steady, that's probably not good enough, because he's been better than that.
Yeah, he has, and he's improved too. I mean, you can tell his body and how he's playing physically more aggressively, quicker, more explosive. And the freshman too, Mackenzie Mbako, has really been impressive for a freshman. I mean, it's, you know, he's made the dent with them as a starter, much like, you know, AJ's made with us, you know, in terms of just giving him a wing score. And, you know, they've got other guys that have filled in, Gunn and Walker and others off the bench that have helped them. But it's a, you know, like you said, your frontline team that throws the ball inside, probably second to only Purdue in the league. So, you know, not that they can't shoot threes or won't shoot them, but they know where their bread is buttered, and that's in the paint.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. More to come. We'll take a look around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
A psychological thriller that unravels into a clever, calculated mystery. Dial M for Murder continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Tony marries Margot for her money and is named heir of her estate. He creates the perfect crime by blackmailing an old acquaintance to murder her. When the would-be killer ends up dead by Margot's hand, Tony works to frame his wife as the plot weaves a tangled web full of deception and danger. Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
WRJN. WRJN.
Continues at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin and Indiana here tonight, where we were mentioning a few minutes ago, Khalil Ware listed as questionable. You could put him down as out. He is on the floor, but in a boots on the right foot, not in uniform. So no Khalil Ware. He was a guy, if you remember, the Badgers saw him last March in the NIT. He was at his previous stop at Oregon, and had a couple points, a couple blocks, six rebounds in that game. Averaging 14 points per for Indiana this season, but not available tonight as we get back with Brian Butch as we take a look around the Big Ten, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. Last night in East Lansing, Minnesota tried to hang in there as best they could, Butchie, but Michigan State gets great closing work from Tyson Walker, 12 points in the last 4 minutes. To win 76-66, career win number 698. For Tom Izzo, he's closing. They play Maryland Sunday, so there might be a milestone win available to him a week from tonight here at the Kohl Center. But we'll worry about that.
We don't like to talk about that. That doesn't
need to happen
here.
Just putting it out there.
We don't need it out there.
So the question is Sparty, does it have things figured out yet? I mean, we're all kind of waiting on it, and no more so than Tom Izzo, but they're showing some signs like they're ready to turn a corner, maybe?
I would say yes, they are. And probably because we've seen Michigan State do it for so many years, turn the corner when there was any question whatsoever. So that's why I believe that it's there. I think it's going to come down to point guard play. Like, what do you get from A.J. Holcomb? Even when you think about back in December when Wisconsin got the win in East Lansing, there was nobody else that played to that next level other than Tyson Walker, right? So who helps that Michigan State team, and can they do it on a consistent level? Now, I think A.J. Holcomb can. I think you get some of those guys to play at the level that kind of everyone thought they would. They'll turn that thing around. The other thing that I think helps this, is this league is not as deep as it's been.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have a bad night and maybe still get a win.
Yeah.
And I think that helps turn the corner, right? Do you know what
I mean? No, I hear you.
Through that?
I hear you. No, it makes sense. It makes sense. Also, last night, Illinois, big bounce back win for the Illini after coming up short on the home floor, which surprised a lot of people. Maryland, which has had all kinds of trouble winning away from home, it won in Champaign. Everybody knows that is a hard thing to do. Coleman Hawkins with 21 points, 88-73, a win against Michigan. I'm sure Michigan was thinking maybe it was turning a corner, a home court win on Monday against Ohio State. Not so much. They need everybody to really be clicking, and if not everyone is clicking, they're in trouble.
Yeah, we don't know what Michigan is thinking. You might be right, like that. They might have thought that, but I have no idea what Michigan is thinking this year. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I think there's a lot of question marks around that team. Can they turn things around? I don't know. I know this. I know Illinois is a good team. They let one go against Maryland, but Maryland's had a lot of success winning and on the road against Illinois. Everyone else in the Big Ten, Maryland couldn't do any. They're bad. But, like, that's been the one matchup that they have had success with. Did it surprise all of us? Absolutely it did. However, that is the one team that Maryland has had success with. Illinois is still really good. They're going to have a say in all of this, especially, you know, with what happened with Terrence Shannon Jr. too. Like, that's still out there unresolved.
Yep. Tomorrow in the Big Ten, you got Penn State off the home court win against Wisconsin. They travel to Columbus, take on an Ohio State team that's really been scuffling right now. Northwestern is at Nebraska. Wildcats are 13-4. Huskers 13-5. So that's a pretty pivotal game. One that I'll be keeping my eye on tomorrow. It's a 1 o'clock tip. Carver-Hawkeye Arena, Iowa, which has been playing well of late. Fran McCaffrey, the all-time winningest coach now in Iowa basketball history. They host Purdue. What do you think?
I think with the way that Iowa scores the basketball, they're going to be in the game. I mean, Iowa really, and they've turned the corner. You look at, they had a really good win against Nebraska, and then they've kind of found ways. They did this last year as well, Iowa did.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right? Struck out off to a slow start, Big Ten play. Then went 7 of 9 in the month of January, month of February. So, like, they've done this. They know they can do this. And, again, as I said earlier, like, they can outscore Purdue. Not many teams can you say that, but Iowa is one of those teams where they can outscore a team.
It's going to be a fun one to watch tomorrow when the Boilermakers make the trip to Iowa City. And that is our look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network. We continue. Butchie will give you his keys to tonight's game between the Badgers and Indiana. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer, so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
Join Wisconsin women's basketball at the Kohl Center on January 27th at 2 p.m. to celebrate National Girls and Women in Sports Day, presented by Kohl's. The festivities start early with interactive kids' activities, a special halftime panel, and a 50th season lapel pin giveaway while supplies last. For more information on our National Girls and Women in Sports Day celebration on January 27th and to purchase women's basketball tickets, visit UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's UWBadgers.com.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
Pre-game coverage continues. The Badgers and Indiana tonight here at the Kohl Center. Time now for our keys to the game. What do you have for us tonight, Brian?
We're going to start on the defensive end first, especially coming off the Penn State game, especially transition defense. Indiana's a team that wants to try to get out and score quickly. If not, then the ball's going to find the post. So start off on the defensive end. Make sure you get stops. Set that wall up so that Indiana isn't allowed to get easy buckets. Next, post defense is going to be crucial. You look at how many points in the paint Indiana gets. They average 37.7 points in the paint. Wisconsin averages 34. The battle of the paints is going to be real. And then I think the depth. You have to get into the bench of Indiana. It's a strength of yours if you're Wisconsin, especially when you look at with where out now. Who's going to be the next one to come in and help Indiana? You want to get into that bench, understand what that is. That's a strength of yours. Take advantage of Indiana's weakness there.
All right. Those are Butchie's keys to tonight's game. Stay with us. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Hi, this is Don Rosen. It's great to be welcomed back to WRJN to super serve the folks in Racine and in the surrounding communities every morning. We're talking with local guests who have lifestyle and important information to share with you. We'll have local news, weather, sports, and some good morning fun as well. So wake up with me weekday morning 6 to 8 on 1400 AM and 99.9 FM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Injury update, UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Everybody up and running for the Wisconsin Badgers here tonight. No one listed on the status report, which is the best kind of status report. Nice and quiet for Wisconsin. However, for Indiana, as we've been mentioning, if you're just checking us out, Khalil Ware, the 7-foot sophomore, the transfer from Oregon, who had been averaging 14 points, 9.5 rebounds a game, big shot blocking presence, 27 rejections so far this year. He is out as a boot on the right foot, so he will not be active here for Indiana this evening, and that is your UW Health injury update. Now to the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First for Indiana, Mike Woodson, the former Hoosier star and longtime NBA coach, including an assistant stint with the Milwaukee Bucks back in the late 90s. He's a head coach with the Atlanta Hawks and also the New York Knicks. Year number 3 for Woodson as the head man in Bloomington, a record of 56 and 32. And the starting five will consist of Malik Renew, 6'9 sophomore out of Miami, Florida. Made a big jump in his game last year, averaged about 6 points a game. This year so far, close to 16. 13 per, along with 6 rebounds and 3 assists. A freshman, Mackenzie Mbako, 6'8", out of Gladstone, New Jersey, a McDonald's All-American, averaging 10.5 points per game. With wear out, Peyton Sparks is in, 6'8", big guy, about 260, out of Winchester, Indiana, a transfer from Ball State, where he had some All-Mid-American Conference recognition. Sparks making his second start of the season. He's averaging about 3 points, 2.5 rebounds per game. The backcourt combo, Trey Galloway, 6'5", senior out of Culver, Indiana, 10.7 points and 4 assists per game. He's the vet. His backcourt mate, a rookie, Gabe Cupp, 6'2", freshman out of Dayton, Ohio, 2.7 points a game. He is making his 10th start of the season. For the Wisconsin Badgers, same five as always for Greg Gard. Tyler Wall averaging 11.7 points, close to 6 rebounds a game. Stephen Crowell at 12 points, nearly 8 rebounds, and close to 2.5 assists per contest. A.J. Storr, the leading scorer, at 15 points a game, 3 rebounds. And you got Max Klesman at 9 points a game. Chucky Hepburn at 8 points a game, 3 rebounds, and 4 assists per contest. His assist-to-turnover ratio better than 3-1. Indiana leads the all-time series, but the Badgers have won 23 of the last 27, including 10 of the last 12, and 19 straight against Indiana at the Kohl Center. Indiana's only win in this building was the second game a men's basketball team at Wisconsin played back on January 25th, 1998, and the Badgers trying to get that streak up to 20 here tonight at the Kohl Center. Stay with us. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey friends, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
what even is that?
And,
we're having that again?
Or,
seriously?
Are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and mountain of mozzarella will have the kids singing your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
How do you master the game of basketball? With Ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We've built a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. During the weekend of January 26th through the 28th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $2,999 or more, and get a $100 gift card to the University Bookstore to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Relax, it's Steinhoffels.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel. Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off on Wisconsin.
Plesman off the right wing, and the lane goes up left hand. Good off the glass. Snaps off a three, right side. Book it. Chucky Hepburn for three. Crowd to the rim. Slam dunk.
Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
From the Kohl Center in Madison, alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Lacey Williams. Back at our network studio, this is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball as the 13-4 Badgers, 5-1 in Big Ten play, back on the home floor against Mike Woodson and the Indiana Hoosiers. They come to town 12-6 overall, 4-3 in Big Ten play. We're throwing onto the floor now for the playing of our national anthem. Few unoccupied chairs here at the Kohl Center tonight as the Badgers first place in the Big Ten, but they, like everybody else in college basketball, got a little slice of humble pie on Tuesday night against Penn State at the Bryce Jordan Center, as that guard combo of Kanye Clary and Ace Baldwin were just terrific as Penn State was able to outscore Wisconsin in a bit of a shootout of a game, 87-83. But I've been telling people, Butchie, welcome to college basketball, and it's not a new thing this year. But when you got the top-ranked team in the country with already a couple of losses, which is the case, I mean, everybody has proven, you got a lot of good teams, but everybody's a little vulnerable too, aren't they?
Especially on the road. Well, I think that's the biggest thing with college basketball. Winning on the road is a really tough thing to do. And now you look at this Wisconsin team, what always goes on the road is your defense. And they just didn't have it against Penn State. And that's the reality. You're at home. You're playing against an Indiana team whose guards have struggled so far this year. You better be ready to guard. Yeah. And I think that's the message that was sent. And that's what I expect from this team.
Really, it was interesting. Chucky Hepburn, pretty open talking with some reporters. He put a lot on himself.
Absolutely.
On Tuesday night. Now, it was a collective effort of not playing particularly good defensively. But Chucky, one of the really good closers in this or any league, it was there for the taking, and it just didn't happen. So I want to be interested to see, you know, we've seen him, Butchie, be a great distributor. We know he can score. I want to keep an eye on him here and see if he might be a little more assertive here trying to score there. You know, not forcing necessarily, but going and, you know, going to get some, because this guy's capable, as we all know. of putting up a lot of points.
And I think that's part of understanding when you have to attack and then when to get the ball to others. And you said early on, I expect the same thing, to be aggressive, because then what will that help set the defense? When you're scoring the basketball, all of a sudden now defensively, sometimes you forget about it. If you score from your point guard, it brings other guys back that got to protect first. So it's just a change of mentality.
It has been, it's been interesting with this Indiana team. Clearly the strength has been the front line. Now on paper, it will not be as strong tonight without Khalil Ware, who is out with a foot issue. He's got a boot on the right foot, so he is not in uniform. Peyton Sparks will step in. But that backcourt has been really up and down. Trey Galloway's putting together a really nice year. But, you know, with Xavier Johnson, a veteran, he's dealt with injuries, to be fair. And they're relying on Gabe Cupps, a freshman. He was Mr. Basketball in Ohio, but he's a freshman.
But the one to circle is Xavier Johnson.
Yep.
Right, he's done it before, has not played at the level that we're used to seeing from coming back from the injuries. To me, he looks like that first step is a little less than what he's been. But he's been here before.
Yes.
And he's going to get more minutes with wear out because of injury. So you cannot lose him. You cannot let this be the game where he starts feeling good about himself.
And he felt good about himself in a home court win against Ohio State a couple of weeks ago. He had 18 points, but he's been struggling mightily over the last three games. He'll come off the bench here tonight, but just four total points over the last three games. But again, he's been limited, 11 games this season. That was all he played last year, just 11 games because of a foot issue. So we'll see what they get from him off the bench, and we'll see what the Badgers can do in bounce back mode. Indiana breaks the huddle. It's traveling crimson and the white trim. The Badgers in the home white, the Cardinal trim, a little gray there as well with the player designed uniforms. And it'll be Peyton Sparks and Steven Crowell. Sparks, man, he's put together now. He's 6'10", about 260. The transfer from Ball State, the former Cardinals second team All-Mid-American Conference last year, made the All-Freshman team, or it was third team, I should say, All-MAC two seasons ago. Your officials are Jeffrey Anderson, Brian Dorsey, and Keith Kimball. As the first place Badgers, they check in at 5-1. Purdue is half a game back at 5-2. The Boilermakers put it to Indiana at Assembly Hall on Tuesday night, 87-66. And we are ready for basketball in front of a big crowd here at the Kohl Center on a Friday night. Cold Friday night in January. Toss and tap belonging to Indiana. The Hoosiers move to our right, and we're underway. Gabe Cupps against Chucky Hepburn. Cupps takes the dribble to the right side, goes into Malik Renew, low on the right, shooting over wall, no good. Follow, no. Got his own rebound again, up left hand, rolls in.
That's where Wisconsin has to be better. That's what Indiana's going to want to do, is get that ball inside the paint.
Indiana, only 27% of the time, shoots threes, well below the Division I average. As Crowell goes in, A.J. Storr in the lane, hangs, shoots, missed back iron, rebound tip to Sparks, and here comes Indiana. Opening minute, 2-0 the Hoosiers. Here's Cupps, feeds Galloway, baseline right. The drive hangs up in the air along the baseline. He'll throw it out to Mbako on the left wing. Gets it to Malik Renew at the top of the key. Now to Cupps at the free throw line, gives it to Sparks, hands off to Galloway. Galloway at the free throw line, throwing to Cupps, 10 to shoot, inside feed, and Mbako catches left of the lane against Storr, running right hander in the paint, no good, but he was fouled. They'll get A.J. Storr with the game's first foul.
Man, I was just going to say, they're letting him play. There's some physicality. I thought A.J. got bumped down there on the offensive end. Kind of did the same thing that he had happened to him, but he gets called for the foul.
You want to be careful here. Remember, Max Klusman on Tuesday night picked up two fouls in the first 2 minutes of the game, and really had had Wisconsin kind of going sideways much of the night. As Mbako, a good free throw shooter, 82%, hits the first. Indiana is not a good free throw shooting team, 66%, and even worse in Big Ten play at 59%. But Mbako hits both throws, and it's 4-0 Indiana a minute into the game. A little 2-2-1 three-quarter look from Indiana, but it relaxes it as Hepburn brings it to the front court. A.J. Storr between the arcs against Cupps. A.J. kills the dribble, loops it left elbow for Crowell, spins it out out to Chucky. Three shot left side, good. Chucky Hepburn wasting no time getting into the scoring column.
That was against a 2-3 zone. They went 1-2-2 back to the 2-3. Wisconsin found the high post for the kickout to Chucky.
4-3 Indiana. Minute and a half gone by. Peyton Sparks out high. Hands off to Cups. Shadowed by Chucky Hepburn. Cups out of Centerville, Ohio. Left hand flip to Mbako, tripped up on his own feet, and the ball is loose. Hepburn bats at the crowd, who in turn taps it back to Chucky up the left sideline of the front court. Hepburn throwing to Storr on the left wing. AJ against Cups. Storr starts to back on him. Storr left of the lane, out to Hepburn, fakes the three, operates against Galloway as he picked up the dribble, gets it back to Storr. The Badgers reset, 12 on the shot clock. Wall with a dribble handoff to Klesman. Max White foul line extended. A pass goes through the hands of Crowell. Storr is there in the lane, hanging, shooting, hits the back rim, no good. And the rebound to Malik Renu, 2:10 gone by, 4-3 Indiana. Renu on the dribble to the left wing, an inside feed for Sparks, and it's knocked out of bounds by Crowell.
Big Steve does a good job of using his length, not getting into the body of Sparks, but fighting over the top to get the deflection.
Indiana will inbound early on, 4-3 the Hoosiers. Trey Galloway, left sideline near the corner. He'll throw it into Peyton Sparks in the left wing. Hands it back to Galloway on the curl. Into the paint, cut off by Klesman. A throw to Mbako. Left of the circle against Storr. Bounce pass to Sparks. Mid post left, in on Crowell. Low on the left, throws it up, missed. Rebound Crowell. One and out for Indiana. Here's Tyler Wall gliding to the front court, throwing to Hepburn high on the left. Chucky takes it top of the circle, whips it to Storr. Left side three on the way is off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound Trey Galloway of Indiana. He'll take it to the front court in a hurry. The spin move, lost the dribble. Hepburn is there, lead feed Storr. AJ down the lane, got around Cubs, and he walked with the ball, yes sir. Cups was able to just get in front of him and get Storr out of sync, and he turns it over. Storr will come out. John Blackwell is in. That was looked like a little Euro step that became a Euro step.
It was, too. That's exactly what happened.
An inside feed of Malik Renu at the left block is knocked out of bounds by Tyler Wall. We're 3 minutes in, 4-3 Indiana. Hoosiers inbounding. Mbako, baseline left, throws it into Renu, left of the lane. He'll feed Cups at the right point. Fakes right, moves left, 18-footer straight on, good. For Gabe Cups, and it's 6-3 Indiana.
Chucky's got to get over the top of that and can't lose Cups on that jump shot.
Hepburn, a right-hand toss to Blackwell on the right wing, around a Crowell screen. Blackwell to the top of the circle, pivots. Leads it for Hepburn near the center circle, throwing to Crowell. Left of the lane, Crowell against Malik Renu, single coverage. Crowell with 10 to shoot. Stevie starts the back, a double from Cups, a throw to Hepburn, steps back, takes a three, and that is wide right. It'll go out of bounds to Indiana.
Even though it's a strength for Indiana getting the ball in the post, Wisconsin has not touched the post nearly enough. They've settled for outside jumpers.
Three attempts already out of the first five shots. With the ball is Mbako, right of the circle, goes into Peyton Sparks. Mid post right backing, a dig from Hepburn, it took it away. Here comes Chucky, has Klesman to his right, 2-on-1. A lob into Klesman, and that's missed time. Can't handle it, going the other way. Galloway feeds Renu, running left-hander, banked and missed it, got his own rebound. Left block, trying to muscle it through Wall, and he does for the bucket.
And that's what happened. Something you should not say. A lob to Klesman. Didn't think we'd say that during the year.
I was shocked when I was saying that. 8-3 Indiana. 15:42 left first half. Klesman at the top of the circle, throwing a Wall, driving right of the lane. He is doubled and a bounce, trying to save his Klesman, and he cannot. It goes out of bounds, and we'll have the under 16 media timeout. Very choppy start here for the Badgers. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. We'll take a break. 15:35 left of the first half. Indiana 8, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer the day. And Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new energy-efficient appliances. We carry the largest selection of in-stock appliances starting at low prices and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including Criterion, KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana. Upgrade today and save big money on all new appliances right now at Menards. Save big.
looking for lab-grown diamonds, Robert Hack Diamonds sells them at crazy prices. How about 2-carat total weight diamond studs for $999? Robert Hack Diamonds can get any size, shape, or clarity in natural or lab-grown diamonds. Don't buy until you call Robert Hack Diamonds. $999 for a pair of 2-carat diamond studs? Wow. Robert Hack Diamonds in both Greenfield and Brookfield.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. If you love walnuts, they've never tasted better than those baked in O&H Danish Bakery's Maple Walnut Kringle. O&H's blend of pure grade A Canadian maple syrup, cinnamon, and golden California walnuts is a fabulous filling. It's glazed and topped with toasted walnut pieces and drizzled with O&H's sweet icing. So be sure to pick one up this week. Enjoy oven fresh, scratch made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Story this weekend, the weekend of January 25th through the 27th for Badgers Sale Weekend. You'll get a $100 gift card to the University Bookstore when you spend $2,999 or more. Relax, it's Steinhoffels. It's the weekend of January 25th through the 27th. 4.5 minutes gone by, 8-3 Indiana. Trey Galloway against Max Klesman. And set the 5 of the 4 momentarily for Wisconsin. Gilmore, McGee getting in there and digging the ball away from Malik Renew and forcing the turnover.
Wisconsin has been great with the digs in the post. It's created 4 turnovers so far off of him.
Amari McGee throwing to Carter Gilmore, feeds Klesman, and he is fouled out on the floor by Gabe Cups. That'll be his first.
Wisconsin's done a great job digging. They've created turnovers. However, they have 3 turnovers by themselves, coming off a 13 against Penn State. You got to take care of the basketball.
And Indiana has also been taking care of the ball in the glass. 7-1 in favor of Indiana in the rebounding department. Here in these early minutes, John Blackwell inbounds, sideline left front court to Kamari McGee. He'll bounce it to Crowell up top. Dribble a handoff to Klesman. Max right of the circle against Cuffs. Inside feed, Gilmore catches in the lane. One pump, shovels it to a cutting. John Blackwell, good on the reverse layup, going left to right. That's feed.
So good by John.
Good cut, good feed. 8-5 Indiana. 5 minutes, 15 seconds into the game. Sparks hands off to Cups between the circles against McGee. A bounce for Malik Renew at the right elbow. Renew gives the dribble, gives off to Mbako. Mbako against Blackwell, picked up by Gilmore now at the switch. 5 to shoot. Renew in the lane, spinning, runs into Crow and flipped it in anyway with the left hand. Malik Renew with 6. 10-5 Indiana, 14-20 left till halftime. Carter Gilmore throwing to Klesman. Max at the top of the key. Shovels it into Crowell. Mid-post right. Out to Kamari. 3 shot right corner. Hits the rim and out. No good. Rebound Gilmore. Second chance for Wisconsin. Very good offensive rebounding team. Klesman the drive right lane line. He got fouled by Trey Galloway. And with that, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Xavier Johnson coming in for Gabe Cups. The Badgers have Storr and Winter out there. Blackwell, Gilmore, and McGee. Inbounds pass from McGee into Blackwell. 6 minutes into the game, 10-5 Indiana. McGee at the top, off of Gilmore's screen. Kamari throws it to Blackwell, top of the circle, probing, steps back, tries a 3, nails a 3. John Blackwell, nearly a 50% three-point shooter coming into the game. 10-8 Indiana.
13. Big shot, man.
That was from a guy who can hit that shot at a very efficient rate. Here's Mbako left of the circle, long 2 on the way, off the rim, no good. Blackwell the rebound for Wisconsin. And the freshman brings it up the floor, throwing to Nolan Winter. Tyler Wall checks in, next whistle. Gilmore throws to McGee. Kamari leaves it for Winter. A flip for A.J. Storr. Long three, right side, good. The Badgers take the lead, 11-10.
And with the lineup Wisconsin had, that was one where you're going to have some perimeter shooting. A.J. Storr with a big shot there.
A.J. shooting 41% from three in Big Ten play coming into this game. 11-10 the Badgers. 12:55 left in the half. Xavier Johnson throws it to Sparks. Low on the left, up over Winter, and good. Peyton Sparks gives Indiana the lead, 12-11.
Wisconsin's doing such a good job of digging there. They didn't. A.J.'s got to come in, dig that ball out. Probably would have resulted in another turnover.
McGee throws to Gilmore at the top of the circle. A hand off to Storr. Storr against Mbako. Now Nolan Winter high on the right. He'll leave it for Blackwell. Right wing with a shot fake. Now works the baseline. Reverse layup. Good. Going right to left. Oh, the freshman playing much older yet again.
He hit him with the shot fake, but he got two people to go on the shot fake.
Yes, he did. 13-12 Wisconsin. Here's Galloway into the lane. Pushed it up right hand. Back iron no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Nolan Winter. And here comes Blackwell up the right side of the front court for Wisconsin. He'll slow things down. Works around a Gilmore ball screen. Throwing to Winter. Feeds McGee. Kamari to the top of the circle. Hooks a pass to Storr. Storr against Xavier Johnson. And he is bumped by Johnson. That's the first foul on the senior guard as we hit the under 12 media timeout. With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. And it's a new season at Kohl's with everyday styles at great prices. You get more of what you want for less. Find go-tos for going everywhere and perfect picks for your home. Shop at Kohl's and Kohl's.com today. 11:58 left of the first half. Wisconsin 13, Indiana 12. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot, basement too